about love power, the power of the sweet flower is gonna rule the earth, and there'll be a great rebirth. Love is the flower that is mine when I'm walking with my darling and we're holding hands. And life is fine, cause she understands. Walking down the sunny street, giving pretty flowers to the people that we meet. And I give a flower to the big fat cop. He takes his club and he beats me up. I give a flower to the god. Into the sewer with the yuck running through her, and it runs into the river that we drink. Hey, where you stink? Man, it's later than you think. Girl, you got just one more chance. Come on, baby, while I dance. The power of the little flower. You don't think about no little flowers. Oh no, all you think about is guns. If everybody in the world today had a flower instead of a gun, there would be no wars. There would be one big smell in. That's our Hitler!
Go. Probably the original version of that tune that David Bowie covered on the album Pinups, and that is Sorrow by the Mercies. And let's see what else we heard. Before that, we heard Fat City from this band called the Tan Jackets. That's new, and I'll tell you what, man, if the whole album was as good as that one song, that would be nice, but that whole album is not as good as that song, so it is not that nice. We heard Love Power, Dick Shawn, from the show, the TV show, not the TV show, but the movie, The Producers. You're familiar with that?
I'm familiar.
Springtime for Hitler. Well, we're living it, pal. So Anyhow, what were we yakking about just recently?
Oh, don't ask me.
Okay, I won't ask you. I'm not going to ask you. It's kind of nice. I got this great phone call from the hummus dude.
Hummus dude.
And I remember they used to have really good shows at the Warhol. They had this guy named, and that's true. It's probably one of the best shows. What's one of the best shows you've ever seen? Don't say John Mayer.
Don't say John Mayer. Let's see. Nine Inch Nails was incredible.
Really?
I saw them at Blossom in 2007. Mm-hmm. They were great. That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. White Zombie also at Blossom in like 1996.
Oh, I know what you got me into Mr. Bungle.
Did I switch you onto Mr. Bungle?
Yeah, you got me into Mr. Bungle. I was like, this is all right. You guys, this stuff's crazy. I don't know if you like it or not. I like it.
That warms my heart.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously. Like, I never thought I'd be able to switch you on.
To
something. That's incredible.
What was the worst show you've ever seen?
Ooh. Worst show, John Mayer. No. So let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. So this would have been in like the early aughts when he was really like a huge deal, mm-hmm. playing sold out shows at Blossom, right, the big outdoor venues, and the entire show was accompanied by a loud chorus of singing youth, it was impossible to enjoy a word that he sang or played just mm-hmm. for.
My brother took me to see Bruce Springsteen. Get me out of here. I did not pay money to hear you
everyone
sing.
Else sing the song.
It's painful. So anyway, I got to tell you about one of the best shows, Ciro Baptista. And the hummus guy just reminded me. This is I can't find the exact tune he wants, but his stuff is pretty amazing. Yeah, I don't know if you've... just as amazing. I think it was Brazilian or Portuguese or whatever, but just a fantastic, put on this incredible show. Kind of reminds me of like a lot of the classic Brazilian music from the 1970s. Just really neat stuff. Here is Bird Boy, Ciro Baptista going out to the hummus. Dude, this album, I don't know if it came out this year or not, but it came out a year ago. We're good. Let's do this. Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Tim, for finding that little tidbit for us.
My pleasure.
How'd you find out about this?
You know, as a lifelong Mike Patton fan, followed the man his entire career from Bungle and Faith No More on, hard to miss. He's got his spoon in many sinister soups.
Yeah, like I'm saying, I really like the stuff he did with Lovitch. That was a fun record.
And who knew? Mike Patton speaks fluent Italian and yep. sings fluent Italian.
And it just happens to be on Ipecath Recordings. So
that's his.
Yeah, that's his recording. And before that, we heard Ciro Baptista by request also, and Banquet of Spirits. That was from 2008. But the guy's just got an incredible catalog. I thank the Hummus Dude for hooking me up with reminding, because there's so much stuff. So that's the thing about music. It's not like sitting down and saying, it's not like a meal. You know, you say, what kind of soup is this? There's only so many kinds of soups. With music, it is... The variants are as vast as the heavens. That's all I got to say. All right. What else is going on? Well, I got to remind you guys, Zombo in Your Brain Trivia is happening Monday. I want to try one of my trivia questions on you.
Watch me fail.
You'll love this question. It is at Spirit Lounge this Monday night, 7 to 9. I do every other Monday. So I'll have this Monday. Please come check it out. It's a lot of fun. Prizes, surprises. I DJ some music underneath stuff.
What is the prize? What does the winner win?
Well, for example, they win tickets. For example, that Tim Heidecker had a show. They won two tickets to see Tim Heidecker. Second place was four tickets. And then third place, you get this big pizza. And if you come in last, you get a Zombo in Your Brain bumper sticker. So this is kind of a neat thing. So this is one of my trivia questions. How many different varieties of apples are there in the world? How many different varieties of apples do you think there are in the world?
All right.
In the world, not just U.S. apples, in the world.
I want to say four figures. Let's say 1,100.
Nah. 7,500 different kind of apples.
I felt like I was overshooting that. I was way under.
Yeah, so there's seven. I had to double check that there were 7,500 different kind of apples. So there you go. I could bless you know, the ones we engineer. There's one really crazy one. Did you ever see the black apple? It's like there's one. It's like this goth apple. It's like this black apple. And it looks really sinister. I forget where it's at, but...
Black Apple sounds like the name of a new superhero series or something.
Yeah, Black Apple.
It's incredible.
Yeah. All right. So here's something else. No, I've got Tim hanging out here. So we're going to do Permanis today. I think I want to score you some Primanthes. So since you did not even know what Primanthes is.
No, fill me in. Okay, educate me. Edumacate.
I'll educate. These people know. I'm wasting valuable airtime telling them what kind of sandwich that we're known for. They had a whole big rivalry between the Philly cheesesteak and the Primanthes sandwich in Pittsburgh. There's a big rivalry there.
Your team Primanthes, clearly.
Oh, I can't stand cheesesteaks. It's just like, well, because it's like Steakums. Yeah, I grew up eating Steakums. It's like, and I love the name. Because is that steak? Steak?
Don't put them in the microwave.
Really?
We all know that.
I never knew that.
Don't. Oh, they're awful. They get all rubbery.
I thought that's all they're supposed to be. I thought that's the part. But that was the It's steak.
It kind of
is.
Yeah.
That's like I did not know you could not microwave them.
Well, no, you can.
Yeah.
It's just tragic, the outcome.
My mother loves Steakums. I remember there's two things, her favorite things, believe it or not, Steakums and French fry sandwiches. She would get shoestring potatoes and ketchup on white bread. And that was starch on starch
hat,
with some sugar.
Hat on a hat. That's
so she loved making French fry sandwiches. Explains a lot of how I missed a lot of vital nutrients while I was in the womb. All right, so this is something brand new. I really like this band. They're called Peel Dream Magazine, and this is from their latest release. This is always some people just always come out with something a little nice and different. But once again, nothing really earth-shattering. You know, I mean, 2000 was like everybody just gave up on like, you know, I got this great idea. Beat it. You know,
there has to be like a finite number of configurations that you can put music in, and maybe we're just coming up on.
I think so.
The last.
I think that was it. We did it. We put the last piece of the puzzle and goes. Now what? I don't know.
Now let's just rearrange the puzzle pieces.
Rearrange the puzzle pieces. Yeah. All right, check us out. It's called Dawn from Peel Dream Magazine in your brain. This station almost at 88.88. What was this called? 91.3.
Well, we were 89.1.
89.1
back in the day.
89.1.
Then it changed to 91.3.
Yeah. So right now I'm on 88.3. So I got the three. I still got the three. We got the three. Thank you. From the new Bloodshot Bill record, Tres Tacos, the title track, Tres Tacos. For that, we heard Dumb Luck by Circe Link. And we started it off with Peel Dream Magazine with Dawn. Just kind of doing some pretty stuff. Nice.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah. So we were talking about pirate radio stations. You were actually thinking of doing that.
You know about my aspirations now. A shed-based pirate radio station in Canton. Everyone, keep your ears peeled.
Didn't they do something like that a while ago? They tried that? Someone did some... No, it was internet. They did an internet thing. Yeah, there's
something. You have a cautionary tale for me, though, right?
Yes, I have a cautionary tale. One of the members of this station actually tried that, and the FCC came down on him, which was crazy that they pay attention. The funny one is when I lived in Portland, and it was kind of like I was so desperate to do radio, but it was one of the things you paid $20, you can get an hour radio. It was in this building, this abandoned office building downtown Portland. Portland was pretty cool. And this station had been on the radio for like 6 years, this pirate, and I just heard about it. So what is this? It's this pirate radio.
It lasted
station.
6 years.
It's called the PRA, the Portland Radio Authority.
That's
so
brilliant.
This is how they got busted. This is freaking hilarious. So they're under the radio. They're like 5-6 years doing pirate radio. I mean, albeit it wasn't a 24-hour station.
Right.
But when someone would come in, you paid $20, you did an hour radio, they had a CD player, and a thing you could maybe plug a laptop into. And that's pretty much it. And this weird, I remember this weird, like, looked like a big army box. That was the transmitter kind of thing or whatever.
Buy your own radio. $20 an hour. That's amazing.
Probably had a antenna on top, but you heard it downtown. You heard it all around downtown, which was decent. So needless to say, they're on 5 or 6 years. I get on the radio. It does all go to here, because here's what happened. I go on there and I do it for about 2 weeks. Then all of a sudden, it's called The Stranger. It's their version of the Scene magazine, their city paper.
Right.
And they told, you know, well, you weren't allowed to say where we were. You know, weren't allowed to say who you are.
Right.
And you're not allowed to say, you know, anything.
Who they are.
Who they are, right. Or anything. All you did was just pirate radio. So the Stranger, which is the station was known notoriously throughout but anyhow, it gets on to the point where they're interviewing the current general manager, the city paper, the Stranger is what it's called. And they're interviewing the guy. And the guy is saying, oh, yeah, we're such and such frequency in this building, man. We're just really giving it to the FCC. And he says that 2 weeks later, the station's gone. The FCC says we have to. They actually said we have to do that. So what they did, there was a $100,000 fine that nobody paid, and they just closed it up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it. They just wagged their finger at you.
They wagged their finger and said, away. You keep this up. You keep this up, young man. You're going to give us $100,000. And I tell you, all the DJs together
couldn't come up with $1,000.
Not even five. You know, we can pay you $20 a week. No, the FCC didn't want. But yeah, for that, everybody was so burned up at that guy because he just basically brought the party down.
Oh,
and
clearly.
They go, well, we can go on the internet and we can do it. And then all the DJs says, I can do that at home.
Exactly. I can make my own podcast.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Really, I can do that. So I got to tell you, here's one of the new PSAs I got to read. This is interesting. Let me see what this is all about. Where is it? Oh, I guess I can't. Here it is. here we go. Children up to age 19 in a family of four earning $80,000 a year can get free low-cost. Oh, this ain't happening anymore. Can get free low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Go to www. That ain't happening, dummy. Nice going, dummy.com. Because your kids could have got some free health care. But just www.yourbigdummy.com. They're not getting anything now. It's happy. You're happy and your eggs are going down. Your price of eggs are nothing. And
right?
The border, I feel so much safer about the borders, you know? Nobody, well, you snuck in from Ohio. So borders aren't so secure.
I did. I crossed at dawn.
But it was ran like, it was just aimed at the stupidest, meanest stuff. It was like, this guy. Low prices. This woman, high prices. I like low prices. This guy, secure border. This woman, not secure border. I like secure border. And there's no substance to it anyhow. You big dummies. You bunch of dummies. Now we all got to pay. This is like when we're in it reminds me of Catholic grade school. You know, one guy, some jagoff in class, does something, and then everybody's got to suffer for it. It's like that, well, we used to play yard darts until someone got hit in the head with a dart. Now we can't play yard darts anymore. Nice going, dummy. There's always a dummy that ruins the fun for everyone.
For everyone.
For everyone. And nice going, dummies. Nice going. Now you ain't going to get your free health care. We weren't going to get health care anyhow. That's a joke, getting free health care. Because they got the corporations have to keep people locked into their dumb jobs. You know, you got to, they got to keep people under the thumb. You know, most people, like I'm saying, they got to work because they have to work. I mean, very few people do what they like in life. Isn't that sad?
We got really lucky.
We got very lucky.
You know, and I feel a great deal of gratitude for being able to do what I do and be sort of a man of leisure. I bet you do too.
I do too. Absolutely. At the end of the day, you look in the mirror and go, yeah, you look in the mirror and go, you know what? Nobody owns this ass.
Yeah.
You know, I have nobody. There's such a horrible feeling having a boss yell at you. Man.
Isn't that the truth?
Isn't that horrible? And the thing, I always think it's kind of funny though. Like, you quit the job and you go away, and now your boss is just some dude. You got no control. And it's just so weird. It's just like, now you got no, it's that whole hierarchy is gone. And once you actually kind of see that, like people like they go to church. Well, that guy's just some dude up there. It's not some. No, he's just talking. He's reading out of a book. He's not any more holy than I am, but he says he is. That kind of thing. People are so stupid. You guys are so stupid. The human race is so damn dumb.
Kudzamba.
So stupid.
Not disagreeing with you there. Could Zombo go back to a day job? Do you think you can do it?
I'm ruined. I am ruined.
Right?
I am ruined. Now, at least that's why I have some of the day jobs I have. I worked at Wendy's for one day. For one day, I worked at Wendy's.
What?
Fill up that ice machine. Nah, I don't think so.
That was the moment that killed you?
I'm done. No, what really killed me was, you ever see what those Wendy's uniforms used to look like? The white and blue striped Wendy's uniforms, where they kind of look like a 1890s kind of guy, like they had the cap. The Wendy's uniforms are fine now, but Wendy's were known for having the worst, worse than the Burger King, worse than the 70s Burger King ones, you know, which were surprisingly not flame retardant. You know, you get too close to a fryer on the Burger King thing, man. That thing melts your
things
skin.
Things go wrong.
But no, Wendy's had like the white and blue striped cap, and they had like a white and blue striped uniform. And I remember there's this girl I had a crush on in high school. She comes in, and I had to like, you know, give her like triple. I had to like deliver it to her table. I'm like, ma'am, there's no way I'm getting laid now. That ain't happening. I'm worried.
Not in this uniform.
That uniform is painful.
Not smelling like beef.
No. Oh, you probably get somewhere with beef. Smell like beef. You know, I could get some pheromones and some hormones.
It's an acquired taste.
It's an acquired smell. But a couple of things I want to let you know is that, not you, but the people.
The royal.
That actually is a good precursor to, I got one more week of playing the... my finds of 2024.
The best of.
And it's new stuff, old stuff that was re-released, stuff that I just got, whatever. After that, it's going to be the American Trilogy with what? And I'll be honest with you, all countries stink. To be a big country, you have to be brutal. You know, I really do think there's not like, yeah, you know, there are some countries that are nicer than others, but there's always rules, you know, and a lot of those rules, they're not all fair, you know? You know, but you go, yeah, sure, what? I want to do that. Well, you did that. Well, now you're going to go to... And we got so many people in jail here. It's hilarious.
Like 1%.
1% of the people
like
in jail.
Like a staggering percentage of our
population.
And
the people that don't belong in jail aren't in jail. That's the hilarious part. Oh, I think it just went down to 1.5, went up to 0.5%. They released a bunch of goons. Not the wrong
so
guy.
I heard, you know, I'm on a media blackout since the election. Mm-hmm. Can't do it. Can't look at a single headline.
Okay, here's what I do. I call this. This is my media blitz. What I do? You people heard this before. It's called my 5-second news report. Click on the news. Is he dead? Did he have a stroke? Nope. Nothing else to know. Nothing else to know. I don't want to know anything else.
It's true. Because all the relevant information is right there.
Yeah. Because Socrates once said, "The three tests of knowing something: is it true? Is it good? And do I need to know it?" And those, boom, sorry.
Socrates. He knew what was up.
Yeah, Socrates, hell yeah, man. Didn't know what hemlock was, you know? I think he was the Bill Gruber of his time. Cease and desist order. Who was this Bill Gruber?
You know he's listening. You know he's listening.
Oh, he listens to all radio.
All radio all the time.
All radio all the time.
That great big head was for. It was just a giant receiver.
That's how it works, man. That's how it works. All right, what do we got here? Ah, let's get back into some music. This is, I read the PSA. Yeah, that's close enough. I read the PSA.
I basically told you guys
what you blew as far as getting your kids some healthcare help, but rots a ruck, chief. All right, here we go. Hugo Race, 100 years, Zombo in your brain, RCT.
Thank you.
Seven Sisters, Seven Seas by Pollo Del Mar. Before that, man, a band I'm really getting into now called Baywitch. Hellspawn is the name of that tune. And we heard The Hives, which I thought was fascinating. I never was in the, never, I knew the band, I'd never seen them. And
yeah, wife, good show, right?
Yeah, wife goes, hey, let's go see this band. The tickets are really cheap. I like this band. I go, okay, but how good? And I knew none of the songs, and I loved the band. So that was a real, and they had a great look. Every song was just filled with hooks. You know, they got the audience engaged. It was a fun show.
Having fun on stage, that's half of it right there.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly. Because you watch a band play. You watch, I'm going to go play. Oh, they're playing. Playing, like for little kids playing. We heard Hugo Race from his new record, 100 Years. And that's a dilly. All right, I want to play a couple more things. Me and Tim are going to get. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me, man. Truly.
From the Akron land and to this wonderful place called Pittsburgh, where you just settle in and the magic happens. You know, you plant a couple seeds and some turds, and you'll be surprised which sprouts up. This is a new record. I really like this. J.D. McPherson came out with an album called Night Owls, and some folks can write a real good damn tune, and this is it, man. RCT Zombo in your brain. Don't forget, I've got a trivia in your brain Monday night, 7 to 9 at Spirit, Monday, this coming Monday. Other than that, man, whatever.
Polka dot socks, some in time, it took. Spots like burning candles from the threads of the carpet. Dance in the gloom of a plastic bedside clock and baby toys from the back of the closet. You put to move the needle and groove. You pull the cracks as you stretch it to pop it. Nothing to see and nothing to prove. What you hiding in your
does that guy know how to write a tune. That's from the new album Night Owls by J.D. McPherson. Zombo in your brain. I don't know if Owl's going to be in or not, but I got one more. It's a very poignant thing. Kris Kristofferson died this past year, and they re-released his first record, which I've never got. It had me and Bobby McGee and all the other stuff on it. Fascinating fella. But the law is for the protection of the people. And I think that really kind of goes. Oh, here's Al. I'll play the tune. And I remain your brain. Thanks for coming out, Tim. All righty, RCT Pittsburgh.
Billy Dalton staggered on the sidewalk. Someone said he stumbled and he fell. Six squad cars came screaming to the rescue. Hauled old Billy Dalton off to jail. Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no drunks like Billy Dalton. Scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Homely Honeycutt was nothing but a hippie. Walking through this world without a care. Then one day six strapping brave policemen held down Homely and cut his hair. Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no hairy-headed hippies scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Oh, so thank your lucky stars you've got protection. Walk the line and never mind the cost. Don't wonder who them lawmen was protecting when they nailed the Savior to the cross. Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. No riddle-speaking prophets scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree.
No siree. I remain in your brain, WRCT, in the Pittsburgh.